You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Across the pond in England, Jeremy, they are starting a four-day celebration today. They are honoring Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne.
I saw that. I've been seeing pictures and videos and call it some sort of jubilee.
It's the Platinum Jubilee.
Isn't jubilee such a fun word?
Yes.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, that's a word that just invokes some sort of happiness, or it feels like some sort of dessert. Like, I'll have the blueberry jubilee, please.
Well, cherry's jubilee is a dessert.
Cherry's jubilee, you're right!
Is a dessert.
It's such a good word.
I don't know if there are other fruit jubilees, though.
There should be.
I've heard of cherry's jubilee. I don't know about your blueberry jubilee, but why shouldn't there
I'd eat that.
I'd have a little peach jubilee any day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that you mentioned that. When we do one of our next happy hour thing together,
we'll
where listeners come
jubilee.
Out.
We'll call it a jubilee.
Dom and Jeremy's jubilee.
It's got a flow to it, doesn't it?
A little bit. No other British monarch has ever reigned for 70 years. And if you think about it, it was kind of funny to me. For the vast majority of us, even me, we have never known in our lives anyone else on the British throne.
Yeah.
The 96-year-old queen will be out on the balcony of Buckingham Palace today when 70 jets for her 70 years.
I get it.
70 jets fly overhead as part of an event known as Trooping the Color.
Hello!
That even is a cool name.
Hello, airplanes! Whee!
Couples argue, they just do. We've talked about it on our show plenty of times, you know, that we are a little suspicious of people who say they've been married 25 years and they've never had one argument. We're like,
Liars.
A new poll of 1,000 Americans found that 97% of people do admit to arguing with their significant other. The other 3%, right. But how often are people fighting? 16% of couples say they argue once a year or less. Another 16% say multiple times a year. So what would that be, like 4 or 5 times a year? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, on the flip side, Jeremy, the 8% of couples who argue at least once every day. I don't understand that life.
I don't get it either.
I don't get that life. Why would you stay in that?
Some people thrive on that, though. That's what they like.
365 days a year arguing, then... I guess maybe we have to define what the argument is.
Yeah, maybe it's just bickering.
Right.
Nagging.
But the funniest part of this whole story is they asked people to name the common things that, you know, they argue about. And the number one answer was, and I quote, tone of voice or attitude, end quote. Don't you take that tone with me.
Yep.
What is that attitude you're dishing? Sounds like you're talking to teenagers, yeah. Actually.
I sense your sarcasm.
Tone of voice or attitude.
Yeah.
They also fight over household chores, quality time spent together, blah, blah, blah. Older couples are more likely to fight over attitude. Younger couples are more likely to fight over things like money and sex.
Ugh, we're constantly fighting about sex. Like, she just wants it constantly, Dom.
I know, I get the text
stop.
From her.
Stop.
What are you talking about?
Calm down.
Look at my text.
Get off me here.
What else is trending?
Well, probably the biggest trending story of the past 6 months, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial wrapped up yesterday, and they both got a little bit of cash money, although she still owes Johnny a whole lot more. Let's see. He got $10,350,000. I'm not telling anyone anything you don't already know, honestly. It wrapped up yesterday. They both got a little cash. She owes him $8.3 million, essentially.
I'll tell you what I found interesting, and what this might be more of a trending thing, is not so much the verdict, but the reaction to the verdict. Because from people in general, the reaction being... how now battle lines have been drawn, and you've got the people who are screaming, this is a victory, you know, this is good, this is great. Then you've got the other side who are saying, this is setting back women's issues, you know, a century. And the two sides are, you know, battling each other, as we do in America, right? We have to fight over everything. And now we're fighting over the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict.
Right. My two takeaways from the thing is I've been, you know, following this kind of, you know, I'm seeing bits and pieces mm-hmm. of it. Nicole's been having the news on watching it because she works from home still. And it's funny because she was down in the office yesterday and I was upstairs on the death machine, the elliptical, and we were texting back and forth. The verdict's coming in. Oh, the verdict's at 2. Oh, they sent the jury back because they forgot to fill something out. Oh, here it comes. I mean, we're texting back and forth. We're kind of excited about this. The whole thing wraps up. My two big takeaways is who stands outside the courthouse waiting for this and then screams and hollers and they're all excited? Who does that? Get a life. Go home and watch it on TV like the rest of us. Why are you standing outside the courthouse? Why? There's no reason to be standing there.
How much difference is there between standing outside the courthouse or hanging on?
Well,
know,
at least I was exercising. I was, you know, accomplishing something while I'm watching the entertainment.
But I'm with you though. And then they're kind of
goofy. And then second, Johnny should have been there. He should have been there. Why was he out of the country? These people fought for him for months. At least do them the respect of being in the courtroom with his team. You know, don't go flying off to play with your band and stuff. Go face the music. Be there in the courtroom. Go look those jurors in the eye and, you know, thank them. Be there in the courtroom, you know?
I'm with you on that. You know, one other takeaway is that this has led to a lot of people. I was talking about the arguments. People arguing about First Amendment and free speech. And the only thing I'll say about that, I'm not taking any sides on this. I will say, before anybody mouths off about free speech, you need to look up what that actually means. Because people get free speech thing wrong all the time. It doesn't mean anyone can go anywhere and say anything they want. That is not what the Constitution says.
Oh, you can't do that.
You gotta look it up. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
The majority of people don't know what the right to free speech means.
All right.
And I'll leave it at that.
There you go. All right. So from all that into this, remember Stephanie Matto? We talked about her a few months ago. She's from the 90 Day Fiancé show, and she was selling her toots in a jar, Dom, until her diet was like, I can't do this anymore. Her doctor said, you got to stop doing this. You're giving yourself intense gas pains. Bottom line is weirdos were buying her farts in a jar. Well, now she's got a different side hustle. She's selling her sweat, Dom. Sweat. And it's booby sweat. So she's laying out by the pool or sitting in a sauna or something, dripping into these jars. And she's selling these bottles for $300. Or $500, depending on how much sweat is in them. And people are buying these. She says she's averaging about $5,000 a day selling her stew. Her body stew.
Wonder how much it is.
What? Like how much?
How much volume of sweat? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because what am I getting for my $300? Just like four drops?
I don't know. I'm going to let you do a little bit more research on that. I was reading the story, and then I was like, I got to stop reading this at work. So I clicked out of it and just gave you the bullet points. Oh, what else is going on? This is a slightly concerning. The story says more than one-third of Americans making at least $250,000 a year say that they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's some lifestyle changes that you need to have there if that's the case. And then there's this gas station in L.A. that's charging $8.05 for regular gas. And people are accusing them of gouging customers because the average price in L.A. Was about $6.20 last week. But I've been seeing multiple posts of gas stations right around the $7 to $8 range in California. So I don't know how much they're really gouging people. Isn't that disgusting? Good God. I posted
the link. Lady was talking about just filling up her sedan or whatever, and it was $147 or something.
It's horrible right now. I posted a link on our Facebook page this morning because there's a bunch of these gas-saving devices out there that are popping up on Amazon, but they're all scams.
Total scams.
They're all like little things that you plug into that little data port, you know, underneath your steering wheel. It's supposed to give you better gas mileage. There was fins that you could glue onto the roof of your car. They say, don't glue fins to your car.
I kind of don't have a problem with people making money that way if someone's dumb enough to fall for it. That's kind of funny.
They say the best
thing. Come back and say, "Hey, it's just decoration."
Right, my car's a shark. They say the best thing is to make sure you have proper air pressure in your tires, and that'll give you the best gas mileage. Yeah. So, all right, we got a bunch of other stuff, but we'll get to it in the second trending report. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Some YouTube musician took some old footage of a pig calling contest. Have you seen these things, Dom? We're like,
dude, it's. This whole thing you've made as clickbait today is one of the best you've ever done.
Anyway, they did these pig collars, and he added heavy metal music to it, and somehow it works beautifully. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, I put it in the Mindbender Club mailer today, too, because it's not often that I actually LOL.
It's so good.
And I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, pig,
I watched
yeah, pig.
The whole thing.
I think the best part is this is an actual competition that takes place out there, you know, in Iowa or whatever.
Every once in a while, Jeremy will put on clickbait, and we both go, today's
it's a winner.
Worth it.
It's a winner.